both here?
I think we're here. You ready?
Okay.
All right, I'm calling the Monday, December 12th, 2011 Taney County Planning Commission meeting to order. Mr. Atchie, would you like to establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill, called in. Steve Adams.
Yeah.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
And Susan Martin called. We have established a quorum.
Okay. Very good. Before I have you explain the meeting procedures, I want to announce if anybody wants to speak, whether you're a representative, if you are a representative, you need to make sure and sign up. And if anybody else wants to speak on anything, you can sign up here. So if you need to do that, now would be the time to go ahead and come on up and sign up if you want to speak on one of the items tonight. While he's explaining the meeting procedures, go ahead.
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held on each Division III application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each request will be read to the commission, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you'd like to comment at the public hearing, like he said, you must sign the sign-in sheet at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the Planning Commission, not to anyone in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. At the conclusion of public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be held 1 week from today's meeting. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the Planning Commission at that next meeting. The regular meeting is an open meeting. However, no additional public comment shall be taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after each case is heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Next on our order is a presentation of exhibits.
And I just did that as part of the...
You got all that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, it looks like the first item tonight for public hearings is Larimore Photography.
Okay. This is case number 2011-29. This is the public hearing for Larimore Photography, or Branson Photo, in the Branson Township, Section 16, Township 23, Range 21. The request, the applicant and current property owners are Ricky and Pamela Thomas. The representatives are James and Lori Larimore with Larimore Photography Incorporated. They're requesting approval of a Division III permit allowing for the relocation of their existing portrait studio and photo processing laboratory from a location within the corporate limits of the city of Branson to an existing residential structure located at 1708 Bee Creek Road. Branson Photo currently has one part-time employee in addition to the owners. Mr. and Mrs. Larimore are seeking approval of the Division III permit prior to purchasing the property in question. The history on this is an approximately 1.76 acre site. It contains an existing approximately 4,000 square foot residence, which was constructed in 1989 per the assessor's information, and also an accessory building. In 2000, James and Lori Larimore started Larimore Photography, a very small portrait studio based out of the Larimore's garage. In 2005, Larimore Photography purchased Branson Photo. The representatives are now requesting to relocate Branson Photo to this existing residential structure. The current application was approved for concept on November 21st. This, of course, is the location of off of Bee Creek Road for the current request. And we just went ahead and put a Google photo in just to show the surrounding area and where this lies. The representatives, again, are proposing to utilize this existing residential structure as a portrait studio and photo processing lab. If approved, the representatives have stated that the outside appearance of the existing house will not be modified. The adjoining property immediately to the north is an existing office complex. The adjoining property immediately to the south and the east is single-family residential. And basically the property to the west contains a number of existing churches. In review, the photo studio takes both indoor and outdoor photography. Therefore, the representatives plan to improve landscaping with the addition of flowers, shrubs, and trees. The representatives are proposing to preserve at least a 25-foot natural vegetative buffer along the south property boundary between the portrait studio and the adjoining residence. This natural vegetative buffer will also be enhanced with the addition of shrubs and trees. The representatives are proposing to utilize the existing parking area both near the existing house, and there's also an additional parking area west of the existing accessory building, meeting the parking requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The representatives have also stated that their business averages less than 5 customers at a single time. The existing residence is currently served by the Public Water Supply District 3 and also currently on an on-site septic system. However, the representatives have expressed a willingness to connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. The representatives are proposing to utilize the existing circle driveway and the two accesses off of Bee Creek Road. The existing residence is served by an on-site septic system, as I said, but they do plan to connect to Branson Municipal Sewer, primarily, from my understanding, due to the pH increase in the wastewater that would be discharged due to the photoprocessing lab. The project received a total score of 24 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 51. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, waste disposal service, and use compatibility. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission: compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, a compliance letter from the Fire District, a compliance letter from the Public Works Department ensuring connection to municipal sewer, at least a 25-foot natural vegetative buffer shall be preserved along the south property boundary between the portrait studio and the adjoining residence. This natural vegetative buffer shall be enhanced with additional shrubs and trees, which meet the requirements of the guidance code. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. This decision, of course, is subject to all existing easements, and the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. Got two videos. They're both pretty brief, though.
Okay. Well, you're getting those up. I want to ask you a question. Number three, on the summary, you had compliance letter from the Branson Public Works Department ensuring connection to the municipal sewer. I know that that's already the plan.
Okay.
But it pretty much has to be the plan, does it not, because it's a 1.76 acre lot. I mean, we can't change the zoning and allow it. I don't think the plan is ever for it to stay on septic anyway, but it has to.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
And especially since
I know they're willing to, but pretty much we can't approve it if it doesn't, because we go against our own code.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And this is just kind of a quick 360 view from the front. It's got the circle drive and the existing residence here. There's a little parking area in front there. And then I took just a quick video in the behind the structure. This is the adjoining residence, and there is, can't see it too well, but there's a pretty decent sized parking area in front of this structure, and of course you can see there's a large office complex adjoining. And that's
James has got some ranking to do, it looks like, to me.
And that's about all I've got.
Okay. The only folks we have signed up to speak tonight are the representatives, Lori and James Larmore. If you guys want to come on up in case the commission has any questions or if you have any other comments for us. I don't remember. Do we have any requests of them? I don't think we did to come back with us. But
Not that I can remember.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us?
I did additional research because you did ask me to come a little bit more prepared maybe on the waste of the recovery unit. So I did do a little bit more preparation. I did find out from Kodak, who does make all of the chemistry I did find out in writing that it does allow us to dump into a city sewer, and was just making sure that I had found that. And also, there are two ways for us to actually dispose of our chemistry, and one is to by combining two sets of chemistries to make them into a neutral, but that's not the way we do it. We do have the silver recovery unit, mainly because it's silver.
The basic, basics, you can put the two together and they become a neutral, or you can buy a silver recovery unit, which we have, run it through the silver recovery unit and actually recover the silver out of it and kind of pays for itself a little bit more.
Okay.
So regardless, you're getting a safe product to dispose, a safe effluent.
Right. Which you're already doing now at the sewer system at Branson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which we're already, doing that already and have been since we've been operating. So.
Okay.
One of the things that that we didn't have on here last time was negative. Two types of chemistry. There's a print chemistry, which is an RA, and then there's a negative developing. We don't do any kind of negative developing anymore. That's a whole different set of chemicals, but we don't have those anymore. We don't even have the equipment to run those anymore. So.
And then I also wanted to state that we do follow Codex guidelines on the storing of the chemistry and then double checking to make sure that there are no spills and all of that good stuff. The chemistry does come in really thick boxes and plastic. And we do not store extra chemistry. We order as needed. So it's not like it sits there. We order it when we know that we're getting ready to run out. So we don't have any additional chemistry just sitting around.
Okay.
Also wanted to let you know that doctor's offices and dentist offices and veterinarians and chiropractors and anybody that does x-rays has the exact same chemistry that we do. So.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Any questions from the commission? All right. Thank you. See you next week. Next up, we have Learn and Play Daycare, and I think we've got representatives here. I believe they were here earlier, so whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is case number 2011-27. It's the public hearing for Learn and Play Daycare Center, located at 21047 State Highway 160, Forsyth, Missouri. It's in the Swan Township, Section 36, Township 24, Range 20. The applicant, Tanya Collins, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit in order to convert an existing single-family residence into a daycare center. According to the assessor's information, the history on this, according to the assessor's information, a 672-square-foot mobile home was placed on the property in 1970. In 2002, a Division 1 permit was issued, allowing for a 708-foot square addition to the mobile home. The current application was approved for concept on November 21st, 2011. Here's the property in question. One of the things we did do is that there was a concern initially at the concept hearing about the fact that the parking was going to be on both parcels. So we did basically include both parcels with this.
Okay.
And this is just the location of the property in question. The subject property is an existing 1.08 acre and a 5-acre tract of land containing an approximately 1,380 square foot mobile home, in addition located at 21047 State Highway 160, Forsyth, Missouri. Like I said, the 5-acre tract was included basically because of the location of the other access point and the parking. The tract adjoining immediately to the north and south is primarily residential, and of course immediately to the west is U.S. Highway 160 and the Central Taney County Fire Station right here. The adjoining property to the east is primarily agricultural. And this is just a Google shot of the property. In review, the applicant is proposing to convert the existing residence into a daycare facility. The structure will no longer function as a residence. The applicant has indicated that initially the facility would provide daycare for up to 4 children and may potentially provide daycare for up to 20 children, with two caregivers. Basically, once the applicant and her mother-in-law obtain their child care licenses through the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, per the provisions of state law, any person who is caring for four or fewer unrelated children is not required to be licensed. But once you surpass that threshold, you have to obtain a state license. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services basically has these following numbers, and you can read through them. Of course, it varies based on the children's age that you're providing care for. The applicant is proposing to utilize the existing circle driveway and two accesses off of U.S. Highway 160. Signage will be placed at each access, indicating that the southern access is to be the entrance and the northern access is to be the exit point. The applicant is proposing to provide an off-street parking area with six parking spaces, exceeding the requirements of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The proposed business hours would be Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and the proposed daycare center would also include a fenced 48-by-55-foot fenced playground area and also a fenced 10-foot-by-60-foot area along the front of the structure. The property is currently served by the Public Water Supply District Number 1 and also an individual septic system. The Taney County On-Site Wastewater Inspector has visited the site in conjunction with the Missouri Health Department and found that the existing septic system will support the needs of the proposed daycare center. The septic system was originally designed for a three-bedroom home, and basically that inspector has said that it will support a daycare center. The project received a score of negative 19 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 53. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, off-site nuisances, use compatibility, utilities, and traffic. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Of course, for compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, appropriate licenses shall be obtained from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and all licensing requirements shall be met prior to the issuance of a certificate of conformance. Compliance letters from the Fire Department and the Missouri Department of Transportation and the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Of course, appropriate signage will be placed at the two access points indicating the entrance and exit. At least a 25-foot natural vegetative buffer shall be preserved along the south property boundary between the daycare and the adjoining residence, meeting the requirements of the code book. Sixth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. The decision subject to all existing easements, and the decision of record shall be filed with the recorder's office within 120 days. And have just a couple of brief videos on this. We took one video from the front of the existing residence, and I know they're in the process of rehabbing this structure.
The interior is pretty well looking.
Yeah.
The exterior has not been touched yet.
Okay.
The hay's my horses.
Not for the kids?
Not for the kids.
Okay.
Depends on how they are.
Yeah.
And there's the fire station.
There was a little Red Riding Hood. I saw
and then And then just took a quick one of the back here.
The back. The outside has not been dealt with at all. The interior, if you went inside, you'd be pleased. The outside is junk. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it needs to be rehabbed, which we're doing. When I say junk, it's just not pretty yet.
Okay.
And that's...
Okay.
Now, can I say something?
Yeah, in just a second, you can.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm getting ready to ask you to say, because you're the only one that signed up, but I need to call you first to make sure. So, you're Walt, right?
Yes, I am.
Walt Collins?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you have signed up. Now, nobody else, I know we got some other information, but nobody else signed up to speak. So,
okay.
Walt, go ahead.
Okay, we had a question on the driveway the last meeting we had. And I have a copy here of the plot survey. And what it boils down to is we've made an easement in favor of where the daycare is going to be. This is the easement here. This is the driveway coming through like this. This easement cannot be changed by the property owners here, even though we are the property owners here.
Right.
Now, we were asked the last time we were here if we would want to go with the commercial property on the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
The answer would be, if we possibly could, we would like to do a three-acre horse commercial here to go along with the kids' thing for my wife and for my daughter-in-law. And I would like to subdivide back here 2 acres for residential use, because this is nice, pretty ground back here, a nice place for residential. I know that's going off of what we're talking about. The daycare, this is an easement, driveway easement.
Okay.
Cannot be changed.
And we did talk about adding that other, I mean, he's making another change. They're not really big changes, but they are changes over what we initially talked about as far as changing the residential to that back part to residential.
Right. 2 acres back there to residential, which would be totally separate from the 3-acre horse commercial for children and totally separate from the property where the daycare is already.
Now, basically, and I apologize, we haven't, really talked about this yet, but...
last meeting we did.
Yeah, I knew we did some at the last meeting.
But what I really want to do is not interfere with the daycare at this time. We've got funds available. We've got motivation available to get the exterior of that place dialed in. Now, if we're not going to be able to do this, then we're going to go a different route. And I don't really want... We want to go with the daycare for my daughter-in-law and my wife.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I want to make sure we handle the right way, but I think what Walt is requesting is that, we talked about last time he had the driveway that went through both parcels, and the first time they just showed the one parcel, so we wanted to make sure we got that right. But there is an easement that.
And it's in favor
the driveway
of the daycare.
That's already there.
Yes.
I mean, it's what shows up there, so he's got a couple options. He could still deal with the one piece and the easement since it's there. That covers that part. And then he could come back and deal with the second piece, which he's saying that of the 5 acres, he wants to take 3 of that, which we discussed last time, doing all 5 acres as commercial. But it was mostly to make sure we covered you on the driveway.
Yes, sir. So we don't need to worry about the 3-horse-acre commercial right now, although I do have most of the material in hand to build a pretty good size stables for my horses and for my wife.
Right, which we talked about briefly.
Yes.
You doing.
And if we have to get a license, that we'll do whatever we need to do comply on that. But that's where we're at on that down the road.
Where's the easement at?
Yeah, you might let them look at that and see, because I'd like to get the commission's thoughts on that.
The actual driveway is actually.
The pencil dense stuff, Steve, is for me. Here's the easement right here. This is where the driveway comes in and it goes out over here. This is a flawed easement that we have taken care of for the benefit of this property here. Driveway and parking. Oops, I'm sorry.
And the part that you're wanting back residential is back here?
Yes, sir. It sure is beautiful back there. It's got a little pond down there and it's pretty trees.
Where's the entrance to this?
Well, I'd like to do a panhandle easement. That's what they call a panhandle easement from right here.
You'd have to meet our minimum standards and all that for...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've already checked with you.
Okay.
Yes, I'd be glad to meet you.
Go ahead and pass that around so everybody can take a look at that. But it looks like he's already got an easement platted for the driveway if he wanted to go with just the one small parcel in the driveway, which is what we were trying to resolve before, and he could come back with the horse... stables. I know it's going to cost a little more to do that, but we really didn't talk about the horse stables and we did a little bit. We sure didn't talk about the residential. I don't see that as being a big change, but it is adding a little bit of density, compared to what we had before. That's what I'm trying to talk to the commission about, see how they want
to
handle
that. I would like to go with the daycare.
They come back at
the end. I guess it
is. Dave, you want to take a look at it?
Yes, I do.
Is the ultimate intention basically to have the 2 tracks or to have 3 tracks ultimately?
I think it would be 3.
Okay.
Tracks.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I was thinking if it was the 2, we could almost look at it as an amended plat.
Right, but it's really not. It would be adding another tract. I'm not sure we can deal with that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fine. I agree with
you. We don't
need
to.
But with the... Yeah. With the easement in there for the driveway, that alleviates my concerns as far as the driveway concerns.
I agree with you.
Yeah, then let's just go with the daycare. And the other part, we can just leave status quo. When I go to build the...
Then you can deal with that with us at that time.
When I go to build the horse stables, which, you know, it's already horse-owned country. So, you know, we'll come in and do whatever you folks want.
Well, because you're splitting that off and creating another tract, and that kind of creates some other issues for us to deal with tonight.
It looks like it worked.
But we could deal with it tonight.
With it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think what we want to do then is just deal with that southwest tract. Because it shows the easement for the driveway, and they're still covered with the driveway. If anybody would ever purchase that or whatever, we want to make sure that, you know, you're still the daycare, if it gets approved, is still covered and can have that driveway.
Okay.
It looks like that shows if everybody's in agreement, and will not deal with that larger tract until they would come back in.
Now, when you drive by that, gentlemen, ladies, you look at that building, it's very unattractive right now. What I do is I make buildings look really good. You walk inside that, and it'll blow you away what it looks like. It's nice, very nice. It's a beautiful daycare.
Okay.
That's what I'd like for any of you folks to come and visit it anytime.
Okay.
Inside, don't look at the outside.
Well, and of course, one of the things that we look at here is how we're zoning it, just how
yes,
it looks
sir.
From a
I'm just
property
saying.
Use.
I know when
now,
you look
of
at
course
that building, it looks...
It's yeah. It obviously a concern just as a citizen is that it's as good as it can be and is up to par for our daycare.
Well, yeah.
But from a zoning standpoint, that's what we're looking at.
That's right.
To
okay.
see that it's zoned.
Okay.
That it works for the area and that it follows our code.
Okay.
Very good. As long as you've got all that, that's where our concerns lie.
Very good. I do.
So that's okay. Sure. But if somebody wants to look at that and you're offering it, I'm sure that you'd be happy to
I'd
let
like
them.
I'd like for anybody that wants to see the inside to come and look at the daycare. It's beautiful.
Does anybody have any other questions about how we're handling that? And that's changed a little bit from what we've done. So I want to give anybody that in the crowd that has a question, I want to give them an opportunity to ask it if they want to. Normally, we'd have you sign up, and I'd want you to do that. But since we changed that, if you do, let me know, and when they're done, I'll have you come up. Okay? Okay. Anything else?
No. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Before you go, any questions from the commission?
Oh,
well, I may, after if there's public comments, we may have you come back up.
Okay, I did want to state that Tanya paid her. She did post the thing in the paper that we were asked
sure.
to post.
Yeah.
And she did pay the $7 fee.
Okay. I'm sure they know that already.
I did not know if they knew
yeah,
that or not.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Okay. Thank you. Stay close in case. Did somebody else have a question?
No.
If you do, ma'am, come up to the podium and state your name and... You'll have a seat for a minute if you don't mind. Thank you.
And
tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
Sarah Hankins.
Okay, Sarah.
I have a question. Will you be notifying us again when they come back up with them changes?
Yeah.
You're talking about the changes for the horse and the and
yes.
the yes. Anytime there's a zoning change, just like we notified on that one, we'll notify again.
Okay.
All we're dealing with this time now is that southwestern parcel, and of course it covers the driveway. Our concern before. Was the part of the driveway was on the other parcel, and we want to make sure. But there's an easement for that, and we've seen that, and so that they're covered. So we're just dealing with that, the daycare and nothing else right now. So if they come back with the stables and the residential, then yes, you'll be notified again as long as you're within 600 feet.
Okay.
Okay? That it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I think that pretty much, I don't think there's anything else we need from you. Anything else? Thank you. Let's move on. Spirit Hill Arrow Park, and that's Eddie, right? Okay.
Uh-huh. This is case number 2011-28. This is the public hearing for the Spirit Hill Air Park subdivision, located on the east side of State Highway M, Cedar Creek, Missouri. It's in the Cedar Creek Township in Section 25, Township 22, Range 19. Sections 29 and 30, Township 22, Range 18, and Sections 32 and 33, Township 21, Range 18. The applicants on this are Tammy Warner and Rick Persinger. They're requesting approval of a Division 3 permit, seeking to subdivide a total of approximately 1,018 acres into lots. All 5 acres are greater in size. The preliminary plat for Spirit Hill Air Park shows a total of 146 residential lots, 4 commercial lots, and a proposed golf course. The history on this, in September of 2011, approximately 490 acres were deeded from the Rick Persinger Revocable Living Trust to Tammy Warner of Missouri Air Parks LLC. The assessor's information indicates that the remaining 571 acres are currently under the ownership of the RLP Revocable Living Trust, and that was one of the reasons for having the joint application was basically we've got dual ownership right now. On September 29th, 2011, the Spirit Hill Minor Subdivision, a six-lot minor subdivision of approximately 43 acres, with all of the lots being over 5 acres in size, was approved administratively. And so basically, when you look at the preliminary plat, lots 1 through 6 are the minor subdivision that was already approved, basically. On November 28th, 2011, a stop work order was issued to Tammy Warner regarding the clearing of the future runway area without first obtaining a Taney County land disturbance permit. Ms. Warner did immediately contact the planning office, and she has begun the process of obtaining a land disturbance permit. She has submitted an engineered erosion and sediment control plan at this point for the future runway area. It's my understanding that her husband's had quite a few medical issues, and we are actually meeting with the DNR out on site next week as well. They've requested a meeting out on site. The current application was approved for concept on November 21st of this year. The general description for this, the subject property, like I said, is approximately 1,018 acres. Located east of State Highway M in Cedar Creek, Missouri, the applicant is proposing to subdivide this acreage into 140 residential lots, 4 commercial lots, and a golf course, with, again, all of the lots being 5 acres or greater in size. And again, the 6 lots that were already approved as a minor subdivision basically lie in this area. And so total, the total acreage on this whole subdivision would basically be just a little over 1,061 acres. The 4 commercial lots are labeled on the preliminary plat as first off as commercial lot 1, which is community hangar, commercial lot 2, which is a community hangar, Spirit Hill commercial lot 3, and commercial lot 4, which is a riding stable. The adjoining property, pretty much around this whole property, is predominantly agricultural and very light residential. This is a copy of the plat. It may be a little hard to make out from memory. I believe that this is the commercial lot. I believe, am I correct on that? That this is the other one, and then there's one. There's also 2 down in this area that would be hangars, commercial hangars, that would be for rent, from my understanding. In review, the proposed subdivision lots will be served by individual wells and individual on-site septic systems. Per the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, lots that are 5 acres or greater in area can be established regardless of whether frontage on a public road exists or not. Any lot created shall have either direct access to a public road or an established access easement. The creation of subdivision lots 5 acres or greater in size are also exempt from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources residential housing or subdivision rule. So basically they look at lots that are going to be 5 acres or greater as being exempt from this subdivision rule. The Missouri Department of Transportation has provided correspondence indicating that the site distance would be appropriate to allow for an upgrade to a commercial entrance. There is basically a typo on the letter that was sent. They reference it as Route H instead of Route M, but I did contact them, and they did confirm that it was the property in question.
Okay.
The project received a score of negative 27 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 65. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, waste disposal commitment, stormwater drainage, development buffering, utilities, right to farm, residential privacy, traffic, and agricultural lands. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Of course, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for sediment and erosion control, stormwater management, a land disturbance permit, which is in the process of being worked on, utility easements and building line setbacks, a landscape buffer plan for the four commercial lots that adjoin residential lots, and improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. The Planning Commission approval shall be sought for a Division 3 permit prior to the construction of the structures on the four commercial lots. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Of course, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Division 1 or 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures, and the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. On this one, I didn't know. I was going to leave this to the to the commission's discretion.
How long is it?
We've actually got four video segments. Do you want me just to briefly show the first one?
I didn't know how
familiar the commission was with the site. It's a fairly large site, and so. I'll show you just a few of these. This first, all of these are fairly brief.
It's not as long as a Kevin Costner film, then.
No. This one's the entryway coming in. This is a large piece of property. You know, this is almost an 1,100 acre piece of property, and so we had kind of a difficult time trying to get all this in one video.
Imagine.
This basically, from my understanding, was a conservation road that led to a fire tower. And this is just kind of the road coming in. And here in a second, I'll just kind of skip to this last one. It shows basically the... exactly.
Yeah, Little Red Riding Hood wasn't doing a good job. Just make her get out and open the gate in the rain. You did, didn't you, Bob?
And what I may do, let me just show a couple others just to give you an idea. I don't think any of these are extremely lengthy.
Is there access to that, Eddie? Like, if any of the commissioners want to go out and see that, is there access to that, or is it locked, or how do they?
The gate's closed, locked.
Okay.
I'm sure you get it. I got a key.
So if somebody wants to see it, they can get in touch
with
it.
They've given... And they've given the planning commission or the planning department a key. If anybody wanted to go out individually with us, I guess they could too.
Just need to let you know and let so we can let them know in case somebody's out there.
But it is a fairly.
He's got cows.
Yeah.
They moved them out, I think.
It's and that's a lot of it is it's.
This is the airstrip. Going down that big bridge. It's all pretty flat.
Yeah, most of it really is pretty flat. Whoa. Just kind of.
That's going around the other side of the strip, that patch of timber. Going to the next field.
But this, like you said, it is fairly flat. It really is.
And it's what county is this in?
Well, especially for Taney County, it's relatively flat.
It's Taney County flat.
All of the dirt on that 1,000 acres is on those fields, right?
I bet.
But
it looks like there's a lot of cedar glades out there. Surprise, surprise.
Exactly. And this is basically the runway area. So the runway area is already very flat. Very.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
And this is going to be a grass runway, right?
It's shown as being paved, yeah.
Are they going to pave it?
It's 5,200 feet long.
Quarter million miles.
You
want
to pave it?
It's property. Where's the property? I don't even realize that to this now.
That's what you said. It's not going to be. There won't be a
right
there.
That's what I promised.
Pretty much it.
Okay. We have one person signed up to speak, and that's Mr. Eddie Wolf.
Just here to get any questions?
I've got a question. I've got a question about, or a concern, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're doing this, that's for sure, but what concerns me is that we already have issued a stop work order on this project. Because something was already forgot, and I know history's history, but history's also history, and that concerns me that we've already done that. I know you can't control everything that goes on, but
it was her assumption, and I never discussed this with her, but we placed the brick there. We went down and marked out the runway first thing so we could see where to place it on the ground.
Yeah.
Because what you got out there is you come down into a field, then you've got a strip of timber, I don't know, maybe 200 yards long. That then there's another field on the other side.
Yeah.
So they went out there and dozed that timber out in there, just cut a trail down through there. And that's basically what it looks like out there. That's what they did. They didn't go in there trying to build the whole runway or anything. They just went in there, and she was basically doing that under agricultural.
Yeah, but.
Well, you know, okay. So she actually contacted DNR. And he explained it to her, and she's in the process. She's already got the engineer drawing to him for that.
Okay.
And her husband is in the hospital and had 3 surgeries this past week. And she fully intends to post the bond on that because we're not talking about a lot of acreage anyhow.
I think you said 8 acres.
We figured it right around 8 or so. I mean,
well,
of course, I'm not a surveyor.
The actual runway, you know, 100-foot. You know, it's real easy to figure. It's 100 foot wide, mm-hmm. and it's 5,200 foot long.
So you could, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
And okay, well, I just. There.
But, I mean, that's, she's not disagreeing to do anything. It's just that, you know, I don't know who filed a complaint or whoever didn't ask. Really don't care.
No, it's, and I don't have any idea. I didn't know anything about it until just now when he read that. But it just concerns, I'm just making a statement that.
But Bob, when he typed it up or whatever, he emailed it to me, and I got a hold of her immediately and told her, I said, you're going to have to do this. And so she got a hold of Mike. That part's done. It's just a matter of coming in to, I guess, post the bond. And I don't know.
And basically fill out the application. And,
yeah. And then all she does is go to DNR, and it's done that day. It, you know, get around to all the places. So DNR will issue the soil disturbance through the state immediately when you take it up there.
Yeah.
And she did, the one thing I will say is she did contact me immediately. I sent her the letter, and she was contacting me pretty well immediately. Her understanding was that since it was clearing, that it didn't require a land disturbance permit. And I told her per the book, it actually...
I'm glad it's you that's assisting her in this, mm-hmm. instead of her assisting herself, but all I would ask is that you urge her to make sure she...
Well, we'll,
if she has any questions, err on the side of checking the book.
It might have been my fault, too, I mean, in a way, because I'll tell you what I told her when I went down and first looked at it. I said, before you construct any roads on the place, there needs to be soil erosion in place. Because really all you've got on this is to build the roads and runway, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't anything else. And I explained all that to her, but I didn't tell her about the runway. Because up here, she'd be building roads in there first. Well, she didn't do what I assumed. So, you know, maybe it's my fault the way too.
Well, I would just urge you to urge her to, if she has any thoughts, call. Okay.
You know, in there.
Because but, we don't keep an eye on all of them, but.
Like I told her, you know, when you come in here and improve, even improving this road through here that goes up the old fire tower that sits right there where it used to, even improving that, there'll need to be soil erosion in place. Because that's why it's be taking a dozer and widen that brush. You know how Cedar Creek is. It's Cedar Creek and Glen.
Oh, yeah.
What I said about those two fields there where the runway is, that's where the dirt on the place is.
I mean, okay.
But I expect her, you know, unless something happens severe, I mean, worse than what it is already with her husband, because I know she texted me last night or yesterday afternoon and said that Dan had just got out of surgery again. I guess he's had three, and he's got cancer real bad, and the mass was on the intestines, and they're really having a time. So, but anyhow, as quick as that is over with, I expect her to come over and see Bob and get the necessary permit. But that's, she does have a legitimate excuse in that regard there. But she should have got it beforehand.
That was my only question. I just wanted to make sure that she was aware. And I
mean, she
I,
hadn't cleared a massive amount of ground or anything. You know, it's, you know, Bob was down there. He's seen, you've seen on the video. It's basically there between those two fields is where she cleared.
It's primarily a portion of the runway area.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're admitted. I don't think there's anything else I'm aware of down there that's cleared.
I would like to go see it, actually.
Tell you what, if you go down there, take your time, drive, take this road right here, and there's a trail that goes right around the backside of that, and drop off here at the hill. Just drive right on top of that knob right there.
Oh, that's where you said was?
That is one of the best views I've seen in a long time. You can see Highway 160, you can see the lake, and then you've got Arkansas all down there, and that is really pretty right up there. But if you can drive a four-wheel drive up there, and it's not bad getting up there, just drive a burn with that.
Okay.
But the trail, when you come down, if anybody goes down there, Ray knows how to get back there, I'm sure, but just take this road here, and then you're going to see a field right here.
Yep.
And there's a cut through the timber right there where there's no gate. And then there's a road that winds around all the way back down here, and you'll come through a field right out in here, and then you'll get in the woods again, and you'll come down, and then this is a big field all down in here. But that old trail will take you all the way back in there. Okay. Now, there's no trail to get up in here. That's much of a place to drive, but you can drive up in here if you want to look at that. There's really.
And then I can drive down to where the runway's at. I don't know how much they've got clear to that, but I can drive to where the runway
you
is.
You can drive all the way along the runway. It's in fields.
Okay.
They're, in fact, right in, I believe it's just about middle ways right there is where that patch of timber is that was in the way right there. Because they, and you'll see the runway, it's staked on both sides with steel posts with ribbon on them. Now, if Rick's cow needs ribbon off, I don't know, but the steel post will be there.
Okay. And
it's, he's got them out there and have a
pit. Yeah, I think they're out there, but I mean, it's if you want to see where the runway's going to be, it's got steel posts on both sides all the way down. And they're new steel posts.
Anywhere where she's moving the entrance, how far is she going with that road to get back into the old road?
Well, there's the entrance you're talking about. Usually, right at the old entrance in that old house place, right there.
I know.
Yeah.
There,
I mean, the old road is
old road somewhere back there.
The old road is right here, and it'd just be that little segment right there. That's what it'd be.
I'm just curious how far she was going up that rock glade there to where she cut in back into the old road.
What we're doing was we turned a radius here that was good to drive down. And then we're just coming right down the right of way to hook right back in because the old road come out just like this, right through there. Okay. It's not very much. It's there on that blade there.
She just talked to me about getting away from that house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's something. Oh, Rick was telling something about that old house.
No, I'm talking about.
I mean, that there used to be a cotton gin set there or something.
Well,
like
a cotton gin was on the other side of the road.
Was it?
Distillery.
You wouldn't think it'd be a cotton gin down there sitting in that place.
Not in Cedar Creek.
Used to be two.
Yeah.
Yep. Protown had three.
Yeah, there used to be two there.
I can see that in the bottom fields and all that.
That was
well, the lakes took over.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, that was some of the richest bottoms on the White River down there.
I imagine.
Around Lead Hill, that in there.
Yeah.
That was a town of Grome at one time.
Where that runway hits the east fence line,
mm-hmm.
right there. I mean, you show it all the way to the fence.
It won't go.
I don't think it can. That's a big old drop off right there.
Well, no, it really isn't. Actually, when you go out there and look at it, Sean.
I got a tree stand across that fence about 40 yards.
So you're lost, man. I'm out there.
What were you doing over my place?
No,
I thought that's where
actually,
that creek went
we
through.
We
right
private
there.
Easement all the way through because the plane would be,
yeah.
you know, that way. But if you go out there and look at it, the field.
And yeah, I know.
Right
I,
in there is kind of where it's at. There's a couple of walls.
That's where that's
going to
end.
And it starts breaking about right there.
Yeah.
Is what it does. It comes down. Those fields are just about flat.
Well, I didn't mean like a. I mean, it just kind of. But it slopes off right there.
Not like Stone County.
Right.
Like that.
But
is
it's.
Is this going to require special buffering for a creek stand?
It should. Is that in the codes anywhere?
Not that I know of.
That'd be good. No, okay, so it's obviously it's you're not building that up or anything. You don't need it's just you're just showing it
there. The runway about right there where those walnut trees are, you know where I'm talking about there. It's kind of where the field comes
yes,
out.
Yes, I do.
Like little, like yeah. that. There's two or three of them right there.
Okay.
That'll be about the end of it right there where it'll be built. Now the timber will be cleared all the way out to the fence just for safety reasons.
Right. But okay, I just didn't I just
and there's
curious.
Not a whole lot of timber there because most of that hilltop's cleaned off anyhow
yeah.
there.
Oh, that's pretty right there.
Yeah, it's it really surprised me when I got back in there how flat it was.
Yeah.
And because they're going to be filling right up in here. There's an old pond sets right in there. And actually, this is lower than this is. So they got to fill this to get it leveled off. And there's a little hump in it right there they got to cut down. Then the rest of it is pretty well built and grade through there. And it'll have, figuring it up, all the way through elevation-wise, the runway will have a 1% slope on it. That's how flat it is.
Yeah, it's pretty flat.
Yeah.
Eddie, who owns the property around this?
Just various owners.
Various owners?
Yeah. They're all pretty good-sized acreage, anywhere from 40 to 80s, 160s. Some people are out of state. Some people are local.
The property to the east is 1,400 acres.
Yeah.
He's,
there's the... Like right here, there's...
that's the old Frank Gray property.
Right here's where Sean's talking about.
Yeah.
Right there. And this here, I believe, it may be... I think that's a single owner. There's a bunch of these in here that are landlocked. There's no way really to get to them that I'm aware of. There's no roads go to them. Unless
there's
a trail.
There's no trail back off of Cedar Creek Road.
Is there... Is that how they get to them?
To the Johnson's place.
Oh, really?
I bet it's rough with the call getting back.
Well, it is. You'd take a Jeep, really.
Do they have actual easement, or is that just how they drive?
I don't know about the easement. That's just an old trail back through there.
But there's several owners in here. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Like a person will have a 160 here, or maybe a 40 here, and there's some of them got 80s. There's nothing that's small acreage around it.
Yeah.
That is true. I mean,
I guess the smallest really track in there is the one around the tower, which is right there.
What
no limit right there.
My question mainly was, now neither Rick or Tammy own any of the other land other than what's out land lined in here.
Rick owns a bunch of land here across the
That's what I was thinking, too. This one actually shows up.
Cedar Creek itself, Rick owns around 5,000 acres.
I don't know a lot.
Yeah. Truman down there acquired a lot of it.
Yeah.
But they...
Rick's got part of it. Part of it's in Rick's sister's name.
Mm-hmm. But the old barn across the road that sits on top of the hill there, that's Rick's in there. In fact, from right here, this is Rick Persing with all this out in here. The old barn sits right there on top of that hill. And this big chunk here is all his, too, over there.
Everything on the other side, on the west side of the road is Rick's.
Mm-hmm. Except for when you get down there where the highway turns there, and then there's a... In fact, I think Ray, this is Rick's here, too, I believe. It goes around that little house there, but he's got this here. That's that other part of that field that goes down the highway. When you turn there to go to Yokel, this so you come down here and then you turn down the highway, you've got those little house, that little house there. I think all of this is Rick's here. Because when you get out here, that's where the doctor owns that there, the little big Scott place there.
Yeah. Rick comes... He owns all the way around... M Highway to where towing's maybe a quarter of a mile there, really. Mm-hmm. And it goes back a ways, and it goes...
Yeah, I mean, he owns almost up to the... Well, I guess that is a cemetery right there blocked out. That old cemetery... Isn't that the cemetery right there?
I think so.
Because this here, the creek, this is where the culvert is in the highway. And the cemetery sits there, and he owns way up there, too. So.
Well, now, he don't own where that Zobel cemetery is at.
No, but I mean, I think that cutout there that we've seen right there is around the cemetery right there. Cut out there because it sits right against the highway. Is that the Zobel or which one?
No, that's a different one. Yeah.
Okay. The Zobel's back up there by Helen Jr.
One thing just to clarify, too, when we selected this parcel...
It's not that parcel, right?
It pulled the one on the other side of the road, too.
That's what I thought.
This isn't actually part of it, but it all pulls up as one parcel.
I'll mention that and make sure everybody knows that. But.
Yeah.
That, and of course, that parcel that we're talking about on the west side of the highway there is not part of that. Big piece there.
Basically, when I selected this, it selected that one as well. But
when you click on this side, when you click on this side here, it brings that side up.
Exactly.
On this whole one parcel.
Right.
But in reality,
if you clicked on this, this would be Persinger's.
Yeah.
You know, with various ones.
Okay.
But this isn't part of the proposal.
Any other questions?
How are you going to handle the electrical service there? Underground, above ground?
It'll be above ground. Actually, pop up the layout, so if you don't care again.
Sorry.
Maybe I can explain this here. The planes are going to be here, so what they're proposing is the people are going to be building their hangars right along here, but they're going to try to get the power down in here, give the electric company an easement where they keep it away from the runway, because the houses and the hangars are going to be close to the runway. And then these up here will just be poles along the road.
Do you know how wide the frontage is on those lots, like going through, 25 through 39 on this side?
I can't read which one they are, but they're
looking
all
at your scale, they look like they couldn't be over 100 feet wide, or thereabout.
Well, you got to remember that from here to there is a half a mile. Okay, you take 40 acres, you get eight of them.
They have to be 70.
Divide eight into that scale, and that'd be the width. They're all over 100 foot wide. They vary in width depending on the length that they are. But it doesn't make sense to come in here and build a road here or here, because you're going in here and building it in terrain that's not the best to build it in. So they're just utilizing the existing tracks.
Well, that also is one of my concerns, that that same kind of terrain is not very good for putting septic systems in either.
DNR doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, we're exempt with DNR's regulations.
I know.
But usually on 5 acres, there is a spot. All of this down in here around these fields, which this is field here, this is field down here. All of those got pretty decent soil depths down there. I don't know, what you think, Ray? 4 to 6 foot probably in those fields?
Well, I don't know how deep it is, but it's more soil than you have in a lot of other places.
Yeah.
Where you don't have any soils out there next to the road, where that road comes out.
Right in here.
On that, all that bluff there where the old house place.
Yeah.
There's no soil there.
Mm-hmm. No, they would probably have to haul dirt in there to the field then.
Had they thought about a central sewer system at all?
There's no, you couldn't even commence to afford to build a system on that. Couldn't you? Everybody will have their own wells, or maybe two neighbors do a shared well if they wanted to. That's up to them. But everything will be septics and well.
I mean, it meets our code requirements.
And
the way it is now, as far as the actual code.
Well, 5 acres is a big piece of ground, and like I said, if you build a house, normally you're going to build it on a slope. You'll have to fill behind, and they'll try to put it in that area, use suitable soils and stuff to do that. They'll have to be soil hauled in on some of those to build the system, without a doubt. Unless you go to White River and buy one of their systems that works, you know, like a drip system. But those get, you know, $10,000, $12,000,
$15,000. 23, last one I put in.
Oh, really? I didn't know they were that high. Last I knew, they were, you know, I guess they got different models of them, depending on what it takes. And I don't know if the sewer district makes them do a perk test on 5 acres or not for a soil evaluation.
I think they do. It seems like their cutoff is 10 acres, I believe.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're going to have input on what goes on.
So they'll.
That was one of my major concerns right there.
So they'll still be a requirement.
You know, even though it meets code, meets DNR, there's still a check down there with John and them because they have to do the soil evaluations, and then from that, they've got the option of either putting this system in or bringing dirt in or doing something that makes it work.
That was my main concern right there.
Yeah, there will be exactly what Eddie said. There is still a requirement for a septic permit for each one. So.
And they won't have a choice. They'll have to do whatever they say. So.
Well, that's why we put that in our summaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make sure we cover ourselves there. Okay. Any other questions?
Gentlemen, have a good evening.
Thank you. Okay. Under old new business, I know under old business, I think that's next, right?
Yes.
Here we are. We have code amendments, and there is one we need to bring up there.
And basically, the reason that was placed back on the agenda is it was brought to my attention. We wanted to discuss further one proposed amendment. And I'll be honest, I don't know if I brought the actual language with me, which I should have.
Because I don't have it with me.
But essentially, there was one proposed amendment that spoke to the county commission voting on any Division III land use change that was approved by the planning commission. Yeah.
We had a question come up. There was a little bit of miscommunication on one of those, and so when Bob called me about that, I didn't want to hold up the whole amendments to go to the commission because we do need them to look at those and take action on those, and so we can move forward. We got a lot of folks waiting on things, and whatever the commission's actions are, we need to get them to them so they can get going. So I didn't want to hold that up. So what I did was I asked him to pull that one out that there was a question on, so we could discuss it further and send the rest on. So what we've done is send the rest of them on. We've already approved and went ahead and pulled that one back out since there was a little miscommunication on that. And so we can discuss it a little more if need be. And do you have a copy of that?
I do.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and...
The way this is actually worded, initially there were two of them.
Right, but let's just deal with the one because we struck the one.
We struck the one, and the one that remained, it says, all land use changes reviewed and approved by the Planning Commission must receive final approval of the Taney County Commission.
And that was an addition to a code. Wasn't a change or anything like that. We were adding that to our code, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was one, and I don't recall, it was either initially recommended in 2009 or 2010.
Okay. So it was one of those that we had recommended before, but we, of course, were dealing with all those. And part of the confusion was that we did strike one that had to do with the Board of Adjustment and just left it off of there completely. And I think the confusion was that we thought, I believe, Ray, you thought that we had struck both of them, right? And so when you saw that, there was a concern there. And so what I wanted to do is go ahead and open that back up for discussion with the commission. So if you have comments or whatever.
Yes, I did. I guess it was a little misunderstanding on my part. I thought we had discarded that one also. Now, back during, after that decision in Stone County, Paulson recommended to us that we consider changing and adopting that language. Then when this racetrack deal come up, there was a lot of discussion about the commission acting on our decision over the racetrack before it went to the Board of Adjustment. And they backed off of it because it wasn't in our provisions. I think I've talked to Eddie a lot about this, and I have never thought that Taney County come under the same regulations that Stone and Christian County. We're first-class county, and Stone County and Christian County are not. And Eddie has done a lot of research, so he tells me, over our action over the racetrack that was out on 65, when as the first one we had for this issue come up. And it's my understanding, and I haven't talked to him, It's my understanding that the current attorney, in regard to this racetrack, recommended that the commission not act on that. It's the reason why they went directly on to the Board of Adjustment. But I'm opposed to putting that in there because I don't think it's necessary. And I think if you talk to Eddie, he'll tell you that his research shows that Taney County comes under a different section of law than what Stone and Taney County does.
Christian.
Stone and Christian County. And I know if we went to traditional zoning, we'd have some changes, action be taken over some that we wouldn't be acting on. We just give the director the authority to go ahead and change the zoning based on that advanced health thing that applies here. And I'd like to see it left out. And I don't know where the commission, to my knowledge, the commission's not asking to have the right to act on every piece of action that we take.
I think
that's what we're going to have to
do. That came with a different commission than we have now. And they wanted to be more involved in every decision that was made in the county.
Well, weren't they told by the current attorney to back off of it in regard to the racetrack out here on
yes, sir.
With Cook?
Yes, sir. I've talked about before that all yeah. came about.
Well, and if I could, and I've kind of dealt with. Of course, I've dealt with the other with one of the
well,
other
before, before you go there, I want to okay. go right to, before we go okay. into what we've done elsewhere, let's, I want to talk about, I think Ray's right. I'm pretty sure when we asked that question of the attorney to get that answer, I don't want to make sure that's right, I believe his answer was, no, it doesn't have to, it's not to be approved by the county commission. Is that right?
Well, let me explain his answer to
okay.
Okay. Or my understanding of his answer was when you read the state statute that we're governed under the 64875, and you're right, Taney County, Christian, Stone, and Taney County all adopted what was called an alternative form of zoning or a performance-based system of zoning, but Stone and Christian County in reality went under the statutes that govern traditional zoning. So they really adopted this stuff under the wrong statutes. Where Taney County actually did adopt their alternative zoning under this alternative form of zoning. Now, the way this is worded, and let me read this, if that's all right, just because this is important. It says, the regulations imposed and the districts created under the authority of sections 64845 and 64880 may be amended from time to time by the county commission by order after the order establishing the same has gone into effect, but no amendment shall be made by the county commission except after recommendation of the county planning commission. And so what the current county attorney said was he said, well, the only zoning districts we currently have are an eastern and a western district, where with a more traditional form of zoning, you would have a residential district or a series of residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural. And so normally you would have a situation where if you were amending a district, if you were making a zoning change, you'd be amending a district. Therefore, it would require a decision of the county commission with a recommendation from the planning commission, but you're right. His opinion was, well, in Taney County currently, we're not amending our districts.
Because they're only eastern and western.
Because
if we were to add a third,
there's only
then east, we would have to, if we would go eastern, western, northern.
There's only eastern and western. Now, much like we handle our amendments, an amendment, they look at it, and that's one thing that I didn't understand at one time, but this looks at an amendment to the regulations the same way as it does an amendment to a zoning district. You know, it handles both the same way, so it requires a hearing in front of the Planning Commission, a hearing in front of the County Commission, but like I said, the current attorney basically said, well, they're not really amending districts. And he said, and his other argument was, well, it's not in the code book currently.
Okay, so, the opinion of our existing attorney is that we don't need the what we've held out right now in our code changes. I mean, I want to make sure that's the way I understood it, the way Ray has explained it, but I want to make sure that's...
That's my understanding, so long as we don't change the districts.
Well, now, we worry about that whenever we worry about that.
Now, at the if we do, at a future date, make a transition where we have but districts, then
that's covered by law at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
So, I think what we're dealing with now is that every time we make a zoning change, the intent was to send it to the county commission. But what we're hearing from the attorney is that we don't need to do that. And so right now it's out there approved to send on, but I think Mr. Edwards may want to make a motion to maybe change that.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we drop this provision and leave it as we always have. And if something comes along later, that court case or something or some other opinion, then we'd have to look at it at the time. But for the time being, I'd rather leave it like it is. And our action is the action to be taken, and it has to go directly to the Board of Adjustment. Otherwise, we're just sitting here recommending.
All right. So your motion is to not send that recommendation on.
Right.
That's your okay.
My motion is not to send it in.
Okay. We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Yes, you do.
I got a lot of seconds. Okay. I think that I'll go ahead and ask for the vote just to be official, but I think I already know what it's going to be. All those in favor of Mr. Edwards' motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we're not going to send that on. Basically, we're just striking it. So thank you for bringing that up and catching that. Appreciate that.
Now, can I throw one other thing in as a side note?
No. Yes.
As a side note to further his opinion was also if we – the county commission has expressed to me that they want to make a transition to a more traditional form of zoning. It was this county attorney's opinion that we can amend the districts under the same set of statutes and not necessarily have to adopt a different set of statutes because he said, well, this one refers to districts. We could just amend what the districts are, essentially.
Whatever would be the most efficient and cost-effective to the county, as long as the public has their say, I'm okay.
Exactly.
If we can make it work and it works within our whatever we decide to do and whatever the public, inputs, and then we take that in interest. But not. I want to make sure if anything we do like that's big. That we make sure we have plenty of county meetings and all
exactly.
of our townships. And listen to every folks because there's going to be some misinformation.
You're exactly
and all,
correct.
You know, however that turns out, at least me, I'm in favor of whatever legal says is fine as long as we make sure everybody has their
I agree with
their
you
opportunity
completely.
To voice their opinions.
Exactly.
So I don't think our intent is to do anything without
no.
making sure we get public input.
I agree with you completely.
Okay.
But that was just an early question as to whether or not we had to transition to a different set of statutes and then what that would entail.
Well, if we don't, I'm sure it would be more cost effective. But again,
exactly.
as long as I don't think our intent is to do anything without getting public input.
I agree with you
okay.
completely.
Anything else?
There is one other item.
Okay.
I guess it's been, was it last Friday? Last Friday, the county commission requested that I speak with them in executive session. I was basically told that that the water quality lab was no. Of course, as the planning commission knows, I believe at the end of this year, the sewer district and the county become two separate entities. There was a period of time where the water quality lab basically didn't have personnel. the county commission expressed to me that they wanted to retain the water quality lab and that they had made the decision to place that under the planning department as well. So we now have a water quality lab with Michael Cole as the lab technician, basically. But that will continue to function as a part of the county. It'll essentially, from my understanding, it'll function the same way it has for years. He takes water quality samples of lakes, streams, but also if someone has concerns either from a septic system or from a well, he takes water quality samples from septic systems and wells. And at least in this interim period, the decision has been made to place that under our department, and basically the sewer utility will be a separate entity at the end of this year.
Okay.
So basically what we're doing is we're going to have the lab and the sewer school building sold.
Exactly. But I wanted to make you aware that we do have another personnel. I was told that 75% of his time would be in running the lab, that the other 25% would be in assisting the planning department in any way that, you know, if we needed extra help, and then also assisting with septic inspections.
Okay. Speaking of personnel, that reminds me of two things. There was a request probably 2 months old now, maybe more.
Yes.
That was given to the county commission to get a couple answers that they assured me they would get right on. That was 2 months ago. I'm wondering where that's at. And really all we asked for to begin with was a date when they could get us an answer. Not too difficult. And they assured they'd get right on that. And like I said, that hasn't happened. So I'd like to know where that is.
Okay.
And secondly, I'd also like to know, we would like to know when they're going to look at the code amendments. I know they got a lot of things on their plate, but that's not going to change. When one thing stops, another thing stops, so we need to get on their plate.
Oh, exactly.
This is not something that we're going to let. If they've got questions and somebody needs to show up at a meeting to help answer questions, that's fine. But I would sure like to know when they're actually going to deal with the stuff we just sent them.
Okay.
Because the other stuff we sent them, they haven't dealt with. So if you could pass that on and then get me an answer and get it to the rest of the commission so at least they know.
Yes,
where we are?
Definitely.
All right. I mean, we don't want to just let it go. I'm not going to let it go. And so, you know, they've had plenty of time to deal with the other stuff, and some of it will be answered with the code amendments that we sent. But like the personnel question.
Exactly.
I don't really want to deal with that part, but we do need to follow however state statutes say.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say about that, is that whatever our lawyer says we need to do is how we need to do it.
Yes.
And so we just need to get an answer on that so we know from now on how to deal with that. So.
And on the code amendments, just to make sure there wasn't any confusion, I sent them an email copy and then also hand-delivered a copy as well today.
So. Well, that's good, but you know, we want to make sure that they understand that we've got folks that are waiting on answers.
Exactly.
That have been waiting on answers for quite a while, 2 years. And there's no reason for them to wait 2 more years. That should be dealt with in early 2012.
It is my understanding that they've received a number of calls.
I'm sure they have.
From some of these citizens that have attended our hearings. So,
you know, we just need some action, whatever it is, so we can then move forward.
Exactly.
So, okay. Anything else? That's it.
Can't think of anything else. That
motion to adjourn?
I'll make it.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next Monday, right? It is next Monday.
Yes.